Radio MD. RadioMD.com. Get healthy. Be healthy. Stay healthy. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Learning today that listening to our body is even more important than it ever has been in the past. You know, I was taught coming up through my years that I should always go with my gut hunch, and I've tried to use that as much as I can, but sometimes with my health, I'm guilty myself of not really tuning in and really following through with what my body is trying to tell me. You know, Jenny, when you went on your incredible journey, obviously your body was talking to you and you had to follow through with it. What was it that was your wake-up call that sent you on the journey that you were going to take control?
Well, the doctor, my gastroenterologist at the time, he, you know, basically said to me, you know, you'll never have a job, you'll never have kids, you'll be in and out of the hospital for the rest of your life, but at least you'll qualify for disability insurance. And I kind of went, are you kidding me? And then as things escalated, because, you know, I was firmly in the medical treatment camp at that time, they were insisting that I needed to have surgery. And I did my research and I learned that with every surgery, the disease jumps to a minimum of 3 new sites. And at that point, I think the insanity of these protocols that weren't designed to actually heal anything, but just to keep you alive, really hit me. And I said, you know, if I keep going, that will be my life. And I just don't want to live like that. So that was the motivation that I needed to say, okay, I'm going to heal myself or I'm going to die trying, but I'm not going to live like this.
How did you stay positive?
I had a very strong spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. And I was very aware that this was a spiritual path for me as well. And that's where my strength came from.
You know, Natasha, we talk a lot about, you know, listening to our body and, you know, and trying to regain health that we've lost a long time ago and maybe get it back for the first time in a very, very long time. Are we ever too far out of balance to find some relief?
Oh, again, I think I agree with Ginny. I think it's a spiritual, it's a mental, it's a physical situation, and all three have to be in harmony. And we realize now that the bacteria in our gut actually affects, you know, our brain, that our second brain affects how we think. So it affects our mood, whether we're happy or depressed. It affects the anxiety responses, obsessive compulsive, even schizophrenia, bulimia and anorexia, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, autism, dementia. I could go on. And that the digestive area in connection to the second brain and immune health is imperative to understand if we're going to get past this, what I call symptomatic treatment of issues.
The other thing I'd like to jump in, Jeffrey, is that when people ask their body or they ask their gut, you know, what should I do? Is this right for me? Is this food safe for me? It's very easy to get confused. And instead of asking your gut, to ask your taste buds. And that's where people default to. People go, I asked my body and it felt okay. Well, they're actually asking their taste buds. So what I teach my kids and my readers is when you first start this, you actually put your hand on your belly and you send your attention there, and because you will get a completely different response if you go, was that good for me? Because that defaults to your taste buds, as opposed to you putting your hand right on your belly and intentionally asking your gut itself, do you want that and do you not? And my kids are funny. My son came home and he'd been at a birthday party. I think he was 7 or 8 at the time. And he said, Mom, all the other kids had a second piece of birthday cake and I really wanted one. But I asked my tummy and my tummy said no, so I didn't. And I was like, that is so awesome.
You know, it is conditioning, isn't it? I was going to ask you about, you know, how young we usually start with this. But the other part of my question was, you know, is age a factor in recovery? Do you think because you were the age you were that you were able to recover? Could you have done the same protocol that you did and be 30 years older and still have success?
Absolutely, because mm-hmm. I have readers coming in who are coming in at, you know, 40. And, you know, I had this one woman with Crohn's, and she hadn't, it depends if they've taken any drugs, you see. So she hadn't taken drugs. She was completely healed in 6 months, which for Crohn's disease, which is a multi-systemic imbalance, is amazing. So, and then I have other people who've had Crohn's or colitis for, say, 20, 30, 40 years even, and they've been on multiple long-term drugs. It takes them a lot longer because they're not just healing the original imbalance, they're healing a tremendous amount of collateral damage that's been done by the drugs. So that can take, you know, definitely years.
Natasha, when someone comes to you and they are dealing with these gut issues and they want an answer, you know how everybody wants an answer. How long is it going to take? How long, like when they go on a diet, how long is it going to be before I lose weight? When am I going to lose weight? I got 50 pounds to lose. How long is it going to be? Everybody wants an end goal. When someone asks you about gut health, you know, colitis, you know, different bowel disorders, and they want to know when they're going to feel different, do you give them a time frame or do you basically just tell them it's going to take time?
No, I can't give them a time frame because, mm-hmm. you see, the composition of the 100 trillion microbes, mm-hmm. in our gut is unique to each individual.
True.
And it depends on our stress level, how much damage we've done to that microbiota by taking antibiotics or by eating processed foods. So it's an individual thing. And again, I think it's a willingness of the individual to engage in the diet. And as Ginny said, many times people with colitis or Crohn's should not be eating raw foods. And, you know, a lot of times I think with good intentions, people in our industry tell people with these serious problems to eat raw foods. And that's like the worst thing the person can do for a condition of colitis or Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease is really an inflammatory condition that extends from the small intestine into the large intestine, and colitis, by definition, is, you know, just takes care of the colon or the large intestine, and irritable bowel disease is a combination. I mean, they're all little intricate names for various inflammatory conditions in the gut, and inflammation is caused by the immune system being misdirected to attack sites in the body that it perceives to be a danger to the overall health of the body. And when that inflammation is not resolved, it becomes a disease. So we have to try to quiet the immune system the way we need to and help it, you know, realign itself so that it's not attacking the cellular structure of the body, but behaving in the right way. And interestingly enough, the bacteria in our gut have a pathway of communication with their immune cells and can redirect the immune cells in their operation inside of our GI tract. And again, it depends on the individual and their level of abuse that has occurred over probably a long period of time in order for this disease to manifest. So it is time and energy and finding the right diet, the right probiotic supplementation, possibly the right exercise before you can really start seeing an effect. And like Ginny said, some people can see results in 2 weeks. Others, it may take 6 months to a year. It's an individual journey.
Well, and it also depends on whether the person's gut is mysteriously attacking itself or whether it is actually attacking a pathogen. You know, you have something like MAP, which is a fungal bacterial hybrid. It has a dormant active life cycle that spans 2 to 3 years. So when you are using, like we use wild oregano oil to kill that microorganism, and then every night we do a massive implant of the Natron probiotics so that overnight you can get some good bacterial action happening. And then in the morning, you start again on killing those things off. And that goes in cycles for, like I said, 2 to 3 years, because that's how long it takes to clear that pathogen.
Well, let me ask you another question, Jenny. Do you find that the medical establishment today is supportive of all the different techniques that are available? Is the diagnostic out there as good as I hear it is, or do sometimes we have to take care of it ourselves?
Well, the problem with the diagnostic is the colonoscopy itself is a very dangerous procedure to the gut flora. And, you know, I mean, if we're not looking at intestinal perforation and structural damage, but just to the gut flora alone, if you didn't have colitis, there's a good chance you could have it after you had a colonoscopy. So, you know, that's my one issue with it. But then the other part of it is for the doctors themselves, they're really bound by their medical association.
True.
So I have quite a few MDs who use my protocols for themselves or their family, but they legally cannot tell their patients about me and they can't suggest that their patients use any of my protocols, or they could have their license taken away. And then on top of that, they are legally bound by their licensing committee to recommend a colonoscopy, to suggest that they go on. And if they don't prescribe the drug, if they don't try to book the person for the colonoscopy, likewise, they can be disciplined and have their license taken away. So they're really in a bind, even the ones who do want to use holistic methods, they're really in a bind as to what they can say and what they can talk about.
Natasha, you know where we started, you know, 40-some years ago when you started your healthy journey here and where we are today. Obviously, the technology is better, the studies are better, and the products, the quality is there if you search it out correctly, and the knowledge is there if you take the time to educate yourself correctly. Do you think we're still going in the right direction? Do you think we've hit a major roadblock? Is it getting better?
No, I think we've hit a major roadblock. Just from my unscientific evaluation, that whenever I go to a public gathering, I'm appalled at the number of people who complain of acid reflux, indigestion, sinus infection. I mean, to me, without really looking at the numbers, it almost seems epidemic. I mean, I can't tell you how many social events I've gone to, and the minute I open my mouth, within 15 minutes, I've got, you know, five or six people around me begging for answers that their doctors are not giving them. And Ginny is absolutely right that the doctors, especially here in California, are bound by something called the standard of care, and they can be disciplined. We could be getting into trouble for even recommending something. So what I tell people is that really their health is their responsibility. And the reason it's called the practice of medicine, because it is a practice, and that you have to, you know, discern, use your own ability to discern and seek out what works for you, because right now we have a crisis in the United States, I think, with digestive health as well as Canada. And, you know, listening to the five-second soundbite, either from your medical doctor or the health food industry, may not be the best solution to your problem. I think you really have to seek the truthful information that will restore your body's health.
You know, the other thing is, you know, Jenny, I know that you've been so successful in your journey. Do you feel that you are at a point right now when you can let your guard down, or do you always stay on a protocol that allows you to hopefully not slide backwards, even after this period of time?
I can go for weeks. For example, like if I can, I mean, we were in Mexico 1 year and the kids, we were renting a house and the kids just wanted to eat, you know, burgers and stuff like that. And so I did that for a couple of weeks and I started to feel really gross, but I didn't have any gut issues from it. So I can do that. I can push it when I need to or want to, but no, overall, just out of my choice, I choose to, you know, definitely I always take probiotics. Just because of the number of challenges in our food supply and our environment. I mean, my husband, who's never been sick, literally never been sick a day in his life beyond the odd flu bug every 5 years or 10 years, he takes probiotics daily just as a preventative. So that would be the one that I wouldn't go without. And then everything else, really, because I eat a very high-quality diet, so I'm getting a lot of vitamins and stuff. And then the other thing I take is the multi-mineral with the trace minerals, because that's something that's disappeared from our soil. So even though we eat the best biodynamic or organic farming food, we're not necessarily getting the full spectrum of minerals. So the minerals and the probiotics, because I'm not extensively fermenting my own food in the traditional manners, and, you know, I eat a bit of that, but not as much as I probably should, and I can't equal the dosage that I get, you know, if I take my Natron. So those are the two things that I do every day regardless. And then everything else is just as I need and, you know, have a lot of leeway on it.
I was going to ask you about your water consumption. Are you a good water drinker?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a big tool that's so easy and so often overlooked.
Yeah. And I prefer to have my water in herbal teas. Like I have raspberry leaf. I have stinging nettle leaf. I mean, those are beautiful herbs, and you get a lot of water. You can have, you know, 16 ounces from one tea bag. So you don't have to drink just plain water if that gets boring or if you like a bit of flavor in there.
The other thing is, once you have got yourself back on course like you've had and everything is seems to be working better, I mean, is it, are the bowels in order, the gut is in order? Do you have bad days, or are you lucky enough to be at a point now when, quote unquote, normal gut?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I have definitely normal gut. And in many cases, my gut is stronger than someone who's never had an inflammatory bowel disease. So let's say we'll both eat something that's tainted, and they'll actually have a stronger consequence than I will.
You know,
so it absolutely, 100% healing is absolutely possible.
It's amazing.
And, you know, there's nothing that can't be healed. The body is an amazing self-healing organism.
You know, Natasha, when you hear things like this, it sure does provide a lot of hope.
Well, it certainly does. You know, I just want to remind everybody that, you know, what probiotics are being studied for. And when I use the word probiotics, I don't mean everything that sits on the shelf or is in the store. You have to have a standardized product that coincides with good research. And it affects, you know, women's health. We know urinary and vaginal health. It affects, you know, prostate health for men. It affects the brain health and skin health. And research is even exploring the role of probiotics in sports nutrition and building muscle and giving us better endurance. Well, it's easy to see why, because if you are breaking down the food to the right molecular size and the body is able to utilize that food as peptides, amino acids, and, you know, short-chain fatty acids, your body will, you know, get the proper nourishment so that you can do what you need to do. And, you know, other areas that the research is being done in is protein utilization, recovery, cardiac health, and oral health. And I could just go on and on. But, you know, people seldom equate skin health to the health of their intestinal tract. And I'm sorry to say that many women will take probiotics to improve their skin, but will, you know, forget about the fact that the, you know, gut is what controls the beauty of the skin. And at least if they're taking it just for their skin care, I'm happy, because the right probiotic will affect all those other areas. So I don't know of anything that can affect so many areas of health as a good beneficial probiotic bacteria. And I thoroughly agree with Ginny that, you know, selected minerals that have high absorption are very necessary in our diet, along with omega-3s. You know, we can go in our next segment and talk about what supplementation we recommend for the person who wants to regain their health and maintain their health.
Well, I think this is, you know, we're painting a big picture. You know, every week we paint a little bit, another part of the painting. And when it comes down to the end, what we're looking at is we have to be aware. We have to be educated. We have to ask questions. We need to prioritize everything we do every day, from the quality of sleep we get to the exercise we choose to be consistent with, the waters and beverages we consume, the food we eat, learning how to chew our food correctly, getting back to basics in many instances, and really putting ourselves into that number one priority position, because we can't just keep sweeping all this under the carpet. And if we do, we're going to end up with a situation that, you know, the obstacles are going to be so much harder for us to maintain our steady journey, because they're going to be mountains rather than molehills. And obviously things do get away from us. Things do get out of control, and things do get to a point when we really have to reach out for even more help than we would have along the way. But hopefully this is great hope. This is good information, and hopefully providing the tools every week that will steer all of us in a healthier, well, more geared toward good health direction, and taking out some of the misinformation and the confusion that runs out there every day. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. I thank you for listening, and stay well.